Cam, how would you evaluate your own performance, the performance of your teammates today?
It wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. But, you know, one thing about it, you know, still early on in the season, and I will get better and we will get better as a team.
What went wrong specifically, do you think, on the interceptions, Cam?
Well, you know, it was, you know, they had a good plan. You know, it was a good team. You know, we didn't get fooled by their record. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to go back in the lab and prepare. And we will be better from it. We just have to play better or should I say we have to play better complementary a complimentary game, you know, offensively, defensively, as well as special teams. You know, I put the defense in some screwed up situations, and you know, in order for us to win, that can't happen. You know, just trying to make a play, trying to force things, force the reason. You know, especially, you know, trying to find a spark. But you know, as you saw, you know, that wasn't the way to do it.
The injury to Kelvin Benjamin obviously affected things. I know y'all are close. Did that change what you were able to do out there?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You know, it's just up to me. You know, as I grow in this game you know, each and every game plan going in, I just have to know when, you know, to check the ball down and, you know, doing it in an accurate way. And I feel like, you know, if I play better, you know, the outcome is different. So, you know, the onus is on me.
What's it like not being able to throw much in practice during the week and then having to try and come out and just do?
Well, it's just your body responding. I mean, you know, it's tough. It's tough. But at the end of the day, we are professionals. You know, I would not have not wanted to play today. Let's just put it like that. And I feel as if, you know, where my mental frame was, I was ready to play. It was just the circumstances that the game took place. Early on, we had a great first drive. We just had to find ways to score points and keep the momentum in our favor. When you score 3 points, yeah, that's a plus, but it's still not 7 points. We can't keep letting teams off the hook by having great drives and getting in the red zone and not cashing in. Gano has been doing a great job for us. We're going to expect to, you know, steal things, you know, for him like that. But we would prefer scoring touchdowns.
Cam, as I'm sure you're aware, across the league, players and some owners and coaches are demonstrating, either taking knees or standing in with their arms linked, either to condemn Donald Trump's remarks or to continue their protest of racial injustice. What went into the conversation of you and most of your teammates deciding not to demonstrate, and did you know, have you had a chance to talk to teammates about staying back?
You know, I honestly didn't know, you know, about Julius, but we did have a team discussion last night. In my opinion, some of the remarks were unacceptable, you know, especially in certain people's position. But at the end of the day, we still need work in our society as a whole. We definitely work on this team, you know, as far as, you know, performance and production. And one thing about it, on both fronts, I will do my job. You know, I'll stay in my lane. But at the end of the day, you know, we all are entitled to our own opinion. It's been an epidemic, so to speak, in this country for quite some time. And I just feel as if, you know, certain things happening doesn't make it right, you know, on both sides. So, you know, I'm just gonna keep doing the things that I can control, especially affiliated with my foundation, you know, making people aware, and hopefully, you know, that makes an impact for what it's worth.
Yeah, and specifically, when you say it's been an epidemic, what specifically are you talking about?
You know, just the you know, the racial injustice and just people. You know, I just feel like a lot of people want to be heard. You know, in my opinion, in you know, you want people to hear your side. And I feel like when you have a group of people that have been oppressed and feel as if, you know, what they do is not important, That's when the problems happen. And then you got situations, you got circumstances that take place, and time and time and time again, it's a showing of that. And you know, I just feel as if something were to happen, I think the positive thing to happen is, you know, the proper people need to have a sit down discussion rather than assuming certain things, because the truth of the matter is we can't just point the finger and point blame. And that's the easy thing to do. But, you know, with my pinnacle, I promise to do things that will gain awareness, and doing it in my own right.
Cam, what's the psychological effect when you go out and score just a field goal on that first drive after struggling last week a little bit?
I don't understand your question, sir.
Ron said you guys had to make a chance to make a statement. You didn't do it. So how did that swing things?
Well, I can't agree with your statement, because at the end of the day, you know, statement is moving the football, and also statement is scoring. So we did one, we just didn't do the other. I think for us, the thing is playing complementary football. You know, when you go down and you create stops, and when you turn the ball over as an offense, and giving those guys, which is they very well can score any and every time, with great field position, that's not, you know, something that's good DNA or good habits for a team. So, yeah, you know, with some things, but for me on my part, I can't be lackluster with the football. You know, having three turnovers or you know, by myself, you know, isn't the best day at the office. And with an efficient offense that we're playing against, you know, just knowing that with our team and with us having the home field advantage today, you know, it just takes one play. And we didn't just have that one play. We just got to keep things going early on and create some type of, number one, momentum, as well as points early and often.
You had a chance to talk to Kelvin, and where things stand there?
I don't know, sir. I wish I did. I'm hoping for the best, and you know, I'm expecting us to move from this point.
Well, you guys use a two tight end set, and obviously Greg being out, and you have someone slide up into his position. How does that change, though, with the way everything's in the backfield? Because I know you guys are moving things around a little bit. How does that affect the pass blocking?
I wouldn't say it affects the pass blocking. You know, we just have to understand what teams are trying to do to us. It's up to me as the signal caller to get the ball in the right position or in the right, you know, people's hands. So it doesn't matter what happens. We still have to have answers for it. And we didn't have enough answers today.
Cam, the fans certainly wanted you to go for that 4th and 5 at the 35 in the third quarter. Ultimately, Coach Rivera decided to punt there. Were you wishing or trying to talk him into going?
Well, the thing about it is the optimism of it is still early, right? You know, there's no need to rush things, and whatever Coach Rivera decides to do, I'm with it with 110%. And that's champion DNA. So number one, you know, especially after our discussion right after the game, you know, it's gut check time for a lot of people, and that's including myself. You know, as far as preparation, it may be performance. It may just be, you know, a small little change up. But one thing about it, you know, things on the offensive side has to be better. And I'm proclaiming that it will. So moving forward, it's no need to panic. It's no need to rush. It's no need to, you know, be up in arms about a situation. Should you be frustrated as a fan? Absolutely. Yeah, I'm frustrated, you know, with my lackluster performance, knowing that we are better than, you know, the performances that we've been putting on in the last couple of weeks. But listen, hey, just be patient and know that, you know, big things are ahead for us. And knowing that this year's Panthers team, you know, has big things and big things to do.